For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Alexander Trimis. The Audrain County Health Department has identified 15 positive cases of COVID-19 in the last 2 days, 13 of which have been linked to one or more hog farms in the county. Yesterday, the county reported 4 new cases that had been traced to a hog farm, stating that additional testing was underway at that site. Today, 9 of the 11 reported cases were also linked to an area hog business. Audrain County now has a total of 16 active cases and no deaths. All cases are attributed to community transmission. The family of 2 Wisconsin brothers who were killed in Missouri have settled a wrongful death lawsuit filed against the suspect and his mother. A Callaway County judge approved the $2 million settlement in a lawsuit filed in the deaths of Nicholas and Justin Diemel. The family sued Garland Nelson, his mother, and their cattle business. Nelson is charged with first-degree murder and could face the death penalty if convicted. Nelson has pleaded not guilty and is awaiting trial. The Columbia Activity and Recreation Center will open the Water Zone tomorrow in accordance with health and safety guidelines. The indoor aquatic facility will limit capacity to 75 people and will implement a rigorous sanitation protocol. Poolside seating and benches will not be available, so patrons are encouraged to bring their own chairs. Guests will be expected to maintain good social distancing with those not in their immediate household. Patrons will not be allowed in the facility if they have had symptoms of COVID-19 in the last 72 hours. The facility's hydrotherapy pool will remain closed. The City of Columbia released a new information hub today that keeps track of all relevant data related to the COVID-19 pandemic in Boone County. The Columbia Missourian reports that Mayor Brian Treist believes the measure will increase transparency and provide context for decisions the city makes in relation to COVID-19. Despite reports of new cases over the weekend, Treist says only a sustained increase in positive cases would prevent the city from hitting benchmarks for reopening. Treist says a new portal that allows Columbia residents to track the city's spending on COVID-19 expenditures will be launched later this week. Associate Professor for African and African American Studies Andrea Benjamin and Jay Sexton, Professor and Kinder Endowed Chair in Constitutional Democracy, were guests on KBIA's Call-In Talk Show today at noon. They discussed political engagement and political rhetoric during a pandemic and election season. Benjamin said that lower ballot races are just as important as larger elections during this time, and maintaining commitment to these is essential.
So I think that we need to think long term about what's a viable solution that allows us to still engage in the political process, even as we also don't want to die.
Benjamin also mentioned that if political engagement is low, it is not just the presidential elections that will suffer, but also the local ones. I'm Alexander Trimis, KBIA News, Columbia.